Let's work this problem. When a particle of energy E, remember this will now be the kinetic energy, approaches a potential barrier of height V sub 0, where this energy is much, much greater than the height of the potential barrier V sub 0, show that the reflection coefficient is given by this parameter. So again, let's write down what's known. We have a particle of energy E. This would be the kinetic energy. We have a potential barrier of height V sub 0, but we have that E is much, much greater than V sub 0. All right, well, let me draw this problem sort of briefly if I can. So let's put the barrier, let's say this is X, let's put the barrier here at 0. So we have a barrier here and this is V sub 0. So the particle is up here moving along here with energy E. And of course, I mean, this energy E is much greater than V sub 0, but I just wanted to show you that it was moving across. There is no potential barrier here, and then it encounters this potential barrier V sub 0. And what we want to do now is to find the reflection coefficient. And that's what we call R in the text, reflection coefficient. Now, the reflection coefficient, or the probability of the reflection plus the probability of the transmission, is equal to 1. The particle has to do something. It either has to be transmitted or it has to be reflected. So that means that R is equal to 1 minus T. And we found then in the text, we calculated what the transmission probability was, and it was T is equal to 1 plus V sub 0 squared times the sine squared of K2L over 4E times E minus V sub 0 inverse. All right, so now we have that R is equal to 1 minus that. So let me write all this over again. Now, sometimes you want to think about a problem before you just start putting in numbers, and this is one of those cases. Let's look at what the value of this right here is. First of all, sine squared is never going to be greater than 1. E is much, much greater than V sub 0, so the first order, this is simply E. So what we have here is V sub 0 squared over E squared. Well, let's call this, whatever this is, let's call this X. So I want you to note that X is much, much less than 1 because E is much, much greater than V sub 0. So this is going to be V sub 0 squared over E squared, so that's a very, very small number. So what we have here is 1 plus X inverse. That's what we have here in the brackets, is 1 plus X to the minus 1, and when X is a very, very small number, this is equal to 1 minus X plus, you know, parameters that we can neglect that are higher order. And this is true when X is much, much less than 1, which says now that R is equal to 1 minus 1 plus X to the minus 1. That's equal to 1 minus 1 minus X. So 1 minus 1 cancels out, minus times a minus. That simply gives you an X when X is much, much less than 1, or E is greater, much greater than V sub 0 in our case. So the transmission coefficient is simply equal to the value of X, which is V sub 0 squared Whoops, I got off again here. Okay, I got to go back and let me go back and repeat some of this. So that x here is much, much less than 1 because e is much, much greater than v sub 0. So I can expand 1 plus x to the minus 1 power as being 1 minus x plus smaller terms when x is much, much less than 1. So if I go back to this equation, r is equal to 1 minus 1 plus x to the inverse. 1 plus x to the inverse minus 1 is 1 minus x. 1 minus 1 cancels out. The 1 minus times the minus gives us an x. So r is simply equal to the value of this value x here, which I was just writing down. Let's see, and I guess we can just neglect this term because e is so much greater than v sub 0. So let's write this as v sub 0 squared sine squared of k2l over 4e squared. And that is, in fact, exactly what the problem wanted us to show. It had this whole thing in brackets as v sub 0 sine k2l over 2e quantity squared, which is exactly what we just found right there.